There it goes. That's weird. Really weird. All right. It's working. What are we listening to? A mute. It's a huge playlist from Tube. It's called 80s Japan City Pop. Those sound the same. It sounds like this. It's very funky. It's all funk. It's like the same Japanese and the chorus line that I didn't know English. I love you. Or something like that. Like, I miss the food. I was listening to this all morning. Woke up like 5, started fixing my 3D stuff. I lost the file, but fortunately I exported the model, but I had it imported in. When it imported in, it does this crisscrossing, like it was a surface, square surface. You would pull a line in the middle. It just, I'm gonna clean that up and redo everything and split it apart. Because usually when you export, it's one piece, it's not multiple pieces. So then I have to spread all them out and pull it back together. And pain in the butt. So I had like 2 cups of coffee ready. And the whole time I was listening to this stuff, I'm like, oh God, I miss those vending machines. Miss the vending machine, miss the street food, miss the smell, street food. The one thing, I miss the wild dogs from Taiwan. I don't know what they are. Like, they're like half breeds, they're like mutts. It's like a Doberman mixed with the, I don't know what it is. They're really cool though. They'll come and just, like, you pet them. Like, even though the locals say, don't pet them, you get some kind of disease. I'm like, no, I'm going to pet them. Came by, say hi. I never get sick from that. Then there's the one place I did not go. I went to one in the mining facility. It's all cats. But I want to go to the cat island in Japan. One thing, that's on the list. Scratch off list. Yeah, so, what happened? I hit something. Oh, my mouse. My scroll wheel's right next to the left click. It was hit that. And I'm the weird guy with the trackball. It's my trackball. The scroll wheel, you have to use your thumb. Now your index finger. And it's right above the left click. So I was like, I'm looking over. Man, I need to clean that thing. Like, holy cow. It's got dirt. It's got food in it too. Sure. See, there's a cover songs. Popular cover songs, but they're in Japanese. They would just rewrite the whole thing. pretty funky. Like when you're over there, it's like, whoa. Japan's the worst. Not the worst, but to Japan, like try to speak English. They're like, we don't speak no English, even though they do. They just don't. I don't know. You should learn something. Yeah, if you go to Japan, you should learn a lot. We'll get a translator, at least. They're okay. They're not going to get mad at you, but they won't speak English. I think they're trying to preserve the language. And, you know, their society's dying. Like, oh, right. So, kind of sucks. Gonna change the volume a little bit. Here we go. Okay, so what's on the news? I don't know. Actually, I know, but it's just what we call a FUD in crypto. So the FUD of the world is still keep going. It's just getting more and more unbelievable. So it's waking up a lot of people. But so we don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what's going to happen. But election, it's going to be some change, man, coming. When the change comes, then are we going to see the arrest and stuff? I don't know if they're going to get arrested. I think some major player will be, but the few. The rest of you, not you, but the rest of the, they probably get a, say, pink list. It's like, yeah, your job's done. Go home. Pack your stuff. Go. Don't even pack your stuff. Just go home. We'll send the stuff back to you. That's what's gonna happen. Like, man. Punk. Who knows what? They're just. That's what it is. But as far as anything else, I don't know what the. I don't know how much crypto will go up. That's the thing. Will it double? But then I don't know. Somebody said like quadruple. Like I don't know, man. But then again, 1 year it just went from like $1,000 to like $10,000. Like whoa, right? I'm so far so good. It's coming. It's staying where it is. It came up a little bit and staying where it is. And that, to me, that's good sign. Because looks like there's a shift. It's like, oh, fiat. Oh, it's not going to work anymore. This is not the future. And it's all these companies driving it. Like all these fashion companies driving it. So all these big brands are driving it. It's like, you can pay. But the cryptos in our store, and then NFTs kind of, it's not dying, but it kind of went away a little bit, hype. But you can feel it. That's what's happening. And so I guess this is good, no? In a way. Hopefully. I wonder what I'm going to do. I thought about that like last week. It's like, you know, if it comes back, you know, I have enough. Do I want to relocate to somewhere else completely, like completely different? like get away from the malls and suburbs, get away from the cities, go somewhere else. And I don't know, I guess I'll keep doing this podcast. I guess I have to start thinking about materials and stuff I can talk about. So maybe have like a few different podcasts to maybe join in with some other people together. Who knows? Wherever that goes. Then I'm put in the full donation thing. Right now I have some. A tiny bit, but it's no big deal. But in the future, I guess, think about that. As far as products, I don't know if I want to push products. Maybe I'll just create my own Illy's coffee. I know you can go to them and get your own special Illy's artwork on their cup if you own a business or something, I think. If not, there's a way to run it. You can make your own. Okay, I can make my own cups. We'll get somebody else. I just put my screen, my logo on it, and that's it. So maybe that's the future. Oh no. As far as I know, what am I gonna talk about? I can just keep talking about this crap I've been talking about. Just every day I see this. And here's my reaction. Or my thoughts on the cultural thing. The car thing. The music thing. You know. UFO, I'm not gonna talk about it because it got disarrayed. Even though I watch some of these new ones, new YouTube videos, and it's like they're trying to rehash some of the stuff. Looks like it's not working. And people care, but people really don't care. So it's at that point. And, it's really the community's fault as a whole, including me, because I think, like I said in previous podcasts, I just want to know what I saw. I got my info. Now I'm like, okay, I'm done, because you guys are infighting, you and you're calling out people's name and just getting all paranoid. And it's like, this is not a good thing. I do not want to be in it. Goodbye. I mean, there are also clubs, other clubs, like car clubs. But you know what? The car clubs I met, everybody's cool with each other. Even though I was like, disagree, but it was cool. So when I started looking at the UFO thing, I already got bashed. Brand new person going, boom, you suck. I'm like, whoa, who are you? I'm just trying to be cool, trying to be nice, and you guys just poof. So I'm thinking there are people in there already screwed up. No, except the main researchers, which they're still doing. No, they're doing pretty well. No. But the rest of the people in there got a little toxic. So I'm gonna do one of the research I actually respect with actually I like his book. because it's pretty similar in a way. It's like I need to see it. I need to touch it. Like I'm having monster because I had a coffee. It's like I feel like a monster. It's a little warm here too. But somebody would tell me, "Oh, that flavor is great." What do you mean? What do you mean, Phil? How do I know? Just trust me. It's like, no, give me a sip. I want to know myself. Then you take a sip. You're like, well, okay. So I'm talking about Richard Dolan, pragmatic, not just pragmatic. It's like, I found these and I researched and I got these. So I say, yeah, it's plausible. It's pretty, can say like almost 100% true. Or like 90% truth and 10% speculations. I like that. Because you have to touch it. Just like some of these people, some of these guys, over the years, will say stuff. Like, there's one guy I worked with. Yeah, we're hanging out. Yeah, I had a vacation with a hot babe in the sands of, like, I don't know, Puerto Rico and stuff. We were running on horses, galloping. So one day, we had to go to another worker, drop her off, and she has a horse. She was like, "Can you drive me to the stall?" I forgot what they call them. What's a horse? What's a ranch? I don't know. Yeah, I guess it's a ranch. He walks in. He's just scared. Like, oh my god, what the hell is that? Oh my god. I was like, dude, it's just a horse. I'm like petting the horse. It's okay. I was like, you know, I did ride horses before, and I know how to ride horses. But I'm not the expert. I'll probably fall on my butt, I'm sure. There's quite a few times, like, the course want to kick me off, man. And just like, whoa. Like, oh, damn. Because I guess I did something wrong. But the horses I'm on, they're old. They're very well trained. Actually, the horse would train you on the right horse. Those kind of horses. But it's just, no, this is one example. And there's a whole bunch of other ones. It's like, yeah, do that, I can do that. There's one guy with a skateboard. It's like, yeah, you skate and surf. And I brought my, I have an e-glide. Dewey Weber. Big. It's heavy. And I got another longboard. So I bought that thing. So let me try it. And he stands on, almost fell. I'm like, no, he did not. He did not skate. So why do we say that? It's surfing. Like, I barely served. It's like so many years ago. You know, I did it for like two weeks. And I can remember pieces of it, but I don't remember the names of, like, part of the board, or what's in the front, or what's in the back. No, and the core is called leash, but I always thought of something else. I was thinking it's like baby and mama cord, umbilical. I don't know. Maybe I heard a term from somewhere. It's like, don't lose your baby. It's like, don't lose my baby. It's like, no, I can never ever remember the stuff. Just like cars. Somebody tell me that this is the, you know, alternator and something. I'm like, oh, okay. It's like, you don't know. Like, I just I know what it does, this thing does, but I don't know the name because it doesn't. I don't care. It's engine parts. Like caliber. What's caliber? Well, I don't know. Is it caliber? Is it, I don't know. I'm that kind of person. If the information I don't need, the information, it's like, whatever. Then I have the same thing with the same issue. Like Brad Pitt. But if I just start working with you within a few hours, I'll forget your name. I'll be like going to studios and stuff. I have to apologize. There's several studios in Manhattan. I'm just walking, hey, how you doing? Hey. So I then meet them out later. Like, I don't remember your name. I'll just, because I'm just busy doing all this stuff. And my brain is fried. I just don't remember. It takes time. But if I work with somebody for a long time, like, oh yeah, I remember. Even sometimes some of my friends, I forget their names. I'm like, think about it. I was like, oh crap, I have to go through the A through Z again. A, B, C, no, in my head, of course. Oh, okay, now I remember you. It's like, sorry, I have to apologize to them. It's like, I have memory issues. That's it. But the more I hang out with somebody, the more I'm like, oh yeah, no. Even sometimes we're like, yeah, no, hey, it's all, like, oh crap, what's his name? Kind of sucks. Kind of okay, because kind of sucks. Okay, being you just take the memory, shift it somewhere else, and you just say, I'm going to think about something else. So you have something fresh coming in. So I'm going to think of cool things to do. Like today, I want to listen to this Japanese pop, city pop music. Thought about some of those breakfasts used to have when I lived in Asia, when I traveled there too. Like, oh man, I miss those things. So I, you know what, today I'm going to visit the Asian market and just get some stuff. I'm going to pretend every morning I wake up like, ooh, I'm on the street food thing. I can pretend I'm in Asia for a little while. This is who is this? Well, anyway, as far as everything else, I don't know what's out there. I saw Princess Di's car. This is the car I have, but I didn't have the RS turbo, and mine was my USA. She had a 1985 Ford Escort RS Turbo S, which the British version is unbelievable. Mine was the 86 Ford Escort LX. And the engine kept seizing. Like every month I had to go like mechanic. I was like, hey, can you like adjust it? Yeah, sure. And I have to like tighten up a little bit. I have to tinker a lot. But also my friend had a Ford Escort, but he had the GT one from the US. Never had problems. I was like, why is my happening? Why is me? Me? Why me? Right? Then I found out later. I met a guy who works with the GM Ford in the assembly line. He retired guy, just It's like, yeah, you know what the problem was? When build an engine with aluminum block, they mold it, injection mold on the stuff, or they take parts stamped from these machines. They say in the assembly line, it was if something was off by 1 millimeter, your car, like the one out of every whatever, it depends on the cycle, either one out of every 4 or one out of every 10 car, it's going to be off by a little bit. And you happen to have one of those. Like, oh no, man. I mean, I love the car. I actually almost wiped out Route 4 in New Jersey, Bergen County, around the Garden State, around 4 and 17, Route 17, crisscross. Got out, and where Samash was, still, I think still on there, Samash. Was driving through, and then it was snowing. It was like, right, need to go to the bank, just drop off the paycheck and stuff. And then just happened to hit a patch of snow, and the car just the front end hit it, and it started spinning. Like, it was heavy snow, so like spin. And hit the side of a parking lot. Well, there's nobody there. It was a lighting store in the parking lot. Hit it and hit the embankment and stopped. I'm like, oh. It's like, thank God. Then I drove away. Then I went home and looked at it. I'm like, hey, you know what? This thing is really sturdy. So now I'm thinking about, it's like, is there any way I can figure out what the... I know I gave the car away. I'm like, wonder if there's a way I can find the serial number and get that car back. I have some of my friends. Well, actually have Ken's friends from Hoonigan. It's like, can we make a Hoonigan escort? It's like, just take the backseat out and change the drivetrain to rear wheel. Put the front end as front wheel on the engine. Or maybe you can do the front engine rear FR setting. Or maybe just put the engine in the back or something. Doesn't matter. So I want a Hoonigan Escort, 86 Escort, and then nothing. No extra wheels, like wider wheels, just standard wheels. No wings in the back. I want to look as is, like how I got it, but with a better engine. That's it. Even pull a Mustang engine. No, I can't do that. But it would have been cool, though. I would love that. I would love getting that back. Being nostalgic. Like, even pull an old stereo in there. I can. It was fun. You know, that car was fun. But unfortunately, the one I got is crap. So, whoops. Anyway, what else is there? So I saw that car. I just went to the drive and I saw the other one with Chris Shui. Actually, that's the same thing. It's my name. My family name. It's pronounced Z. But it's actually HSU. It's the same thing with Cantonese. They put TSUI. Something. TSU. I forgot. Anyway. One of the writers of the drive is talking about the Aston Martin open carpet thing. I like, oh, it's nice. Then I started looking at the image. It's like, it's in a weird, really strange angle. Like, it's angle off, or looks like they got a classic one in the image, but the new one has off angle. It's like it's twisted. Is it Photoshopping? Well, I used to do that, so I kind of sort of know it, but it doesn't feel like it, so I don't know. It looks like it, but it's, I don't know. Odd angles. Throws me off. Do you ever get those? You ever work with somebody with the Photoshop? Like, they think they're experts, and it's like the perspective's this way, it's pointing up, and they insert an image that has perspective going down. And say, hey, look, I did a great job tonight. You're like, oh. It's like, no. No, 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 no. It's like, you have not, you don't know 3D, do you? You don't understand the third dimension of depth. It's like, nope. You don't understand the angle of the lenses, the lighting, all that stuff. And so it's, I don't know. I don't know what it is. It looks like it's Photoshop, but then we don't know. I can't see the road. It's very flat. Couldn't tell the texture. I can't tell it's going uphill. Maybe it's this hump where they put the car, like a uphill hump. Like that crazy hump in Nordschleife that everybody crashes into. If you're going too fast and you have to turn like ahead of time, they fixed it before it was like a angle, like a sharp angle on the tip, so you fly out that thing. No control, nothing. You just hit the wall. So what a lot of people say, you gotta turn, you gotta basically do a high-speed drift, turn into the bottom part, the downhill turn, before you make a stop. Make another turn to the right with the apex. So that's what it looks like. I don't know. I have to see who did the Photoshop stuff. I asked Martin today. Did they do it? Yeah. I asked Martin. Hey, no Bond movies are out. How are they gonna make the money? What do they even need it? No. Do they need it? Or do they not need it? Will Bond drive open cockpit? They should. If there was a Bond movie coming out, this would have been perfect. This, the DBR-22. It's in this article. It's on the drive, so I'm looking at it. I love the classic. The classic's beautiful. Just, I love the curves, everything. I love the old spoke wheels. Just well made. You know. But the modern ones, I don't know. And I guess it's okay. But it's different, definitely. Okay. Anything else? Yeah, so only half hour. I'm only half an hour in. I gotta talk for another 15 minutes. What to talk about? No, what not to talk about? There's another article I looked at. I thought it was great. I know that the project was abandoned by Mini, but yeah. Mini Superlegra Vision. It was canned, but that thing looks really neat. It's like the Aston Martin, except Mini. I would drive that. I would drive around. Go hang out with friends. Not here, but somewhere else. You know, California or something. Because you can't drive this. It doesn't have a top. I would not drive this here. Especially with the thunderstorms we get. Not a good place. You drive around, go to a friend's house, like, hey, what's with you in the girly car? I'm like, oh. It's like, this is not a girly car. It's like, yes, it is. Because I like these little cars. So, like, Miata, like the MX-5 or the new one. RF. It's like, it's a girly car. Why? Because just is. So you don't want that. It's like you need heavy duty, like Charger or something. With Challenger, or like Corvette, or like Mustang, or something bigger, like BMW, or Mercedes. Even the GTR, you need one of those. You should be driving those. Like, I don't want that. I want the little cars. I want the Honda S2000 or the S800. But those are girly cars. Even the old Honda Accord, which is also on the drive, can find it. It's like little cars. I like little cars. I don't want big cars. If I want a big car, I'll get a truck. I don't know. Over the years, we say SUV. It's like, no. I want a truck. I want truck. A real one. A real good one. That's what I want. If I want a big car, get one of those. Or a Crown Vic. Limo. We're driving around limo. So I like it. Drive around, go somewhere, get some burgers, go to the parking lot, then switch seat to the back and sit there. That burger. It's like, yeah. Somebody come up and be like, hey, who's driving that thing? I say, oh, my chauffeur's in the bathroom. Pretend. Be pretentious. Totally. Yeah, it should be pretentious. Okay, so anything else? I saw the Ducati electric mountain bike thing. I'm like, oh, that's nice. Expensive. Then I saw some bike. I think it's the Can-Am bikes. Can-Am is making bikes. I'm like, okay. Aren't they like the three-wheeler thing or the quad bikes? So they're making an electric street bikes, two wheels. I'm like, wow. I don't know about three wheels. It was something like Caterham, Morgan, that's what it is. Something like that. I'm like, okay, it's kind of like a car, but motorcycle with three wheels. I don't know, man. I'm like, but I want to be, but I don't really want to be. Yeah, so three wheels ATV. Then they got the it's like off-road thing. So now they're making motorcycles. It's like, wow, it's coming. That's nice. I'm still iffy on the electric stuff. Bikes, maybe it's okay, but I'm just have a bad feeling. For now, unless they change the battery type, like Elon Musk said, in one of his tweet, let's use salt. Yeah, maybe that's a better idea than going with the lithium. Because, I mean, you can get lithium. It's just the processing part. And the stupid things, if when you pull it together and you break one little piece of it, then it explodes. Or overcharge, it explodes. But would that happen with the other material type for battery? We don't know. Some test, I guess. I don't know. But I definitely don't want to get fired. I don't want to get caught in the battery fire. That's holding me back on electrics. Like, I don't know. Rather just, if it's going to explode, just let it completely explode. I don't want to sit in the like driver's seat or something, passenger seat or somewhere, have slowly burned to a crisp. No. Just happen now? Wait. Never. Okay. What else is there? I don't know. I look through Zero Hedge already. There's one article about talk about Taiwan, so I'm like, okay, makes sense. Listen, I read it. I'm like, yeah. Oh no. Beijing starts more live fire drills. Yeah. Okay. And this whole thing with the Pelosi's son over there, Junior. Junior, what's Junior doing? So now it's like, what are you guys doing? What are you trying to start a war for? What are you guys doing? I mean, there's a whole bunch of bad news and stuff, but it's not really bad. I'm looking at it, it's like, oh, it looks like the bad guys are like having issues. That's what I'm seeing. Even just reading the title, like, oh, they have issues. And there's a bunch of layoffs. So, homie's coming back. Yeah, we hire a lot of people. Yeah, what sector of the business? Oh, we hire, we hire more baristas. We used to work for, I used to work for Google. Like, I used to work for this tech giant. Like, now you're making coffee. Wow. So I see that. So the tech are freaking out. They can't handle what they're hiring such a crazy number of useless positions. I never heard all this stuff. You know, the first time I heard this, so what do you do? You're like working in a company. Oh, I'm the chief social media manager. You're the chief. Chief. Say, like, what are you? It's like, I'm the chief shenanigans graphic artist. Well, actually, I'm supposed to be art director, but they won't give me the title. It's like, if you give me a title, you gotta give me money. So give me money. It's like, no, we can't. Why? You stole it? Oh, yes. No, I mean, they didn't admit that, but I know. People steal. I know how corporate works. corporate, how you just go in there and figure out the method how to do things and swindle some department's money into your own pocket. It happens. Every company I've ever worked for happens. Some people get caught, they get fired. Others just pretend, oh, I don't know. Oh, that person over there did it. And they point fingers. And the way, when you are in that environment, you get to see this thing. Then you put that in a sense of what our governments are doing. People in our governments, people in other governments are the bad ones are doing. You see it. It's like, oh, I know exactly what happened. It's terrible. We have these people working there. Like, geez. Thank God they're not in the auto industry, but they are in the auto industry too. You know, except Aston Martin, I would say no, because, well, like Ferrari, yeah, maybe not. Not in the assembly plant, because that stuff's handmade. You gotta be the best of best to get in there. And some like fashion, big fashion companies, yeah, you can't just walk in there. No, you gotta earn it. But it just, this is a craziness. But it's sort of a good thing because we need to go through this. And sending more coffee, caffeine to more people, and eventually be like, okay, all of us, we need to do something and change it. Not keep folding. Keep folding these people and pull, and they don't do nothing. It's like, they gotta be accountable. So I think in the future, that part of the governing thing will change. They'll be held accountable. Not like right now. Everything. Like you make one little mistake, so you're out. So what else is new? Nothing else is new. Let me see. What else is there? There's nothing else there. I think this is it. Yeah, there's 2 minutes left anyway. So I'm going to go to the Asian market, surely. You guys have a wonderful Monday of August 15th, 2022. Have a wonderful day, and I'll be back on Wednesday.